Okay, and welcome back. And we get to spend an hour with one of America's great... How about this? I'm going to... Gerald Celente is many things. Among those many things that he is exceptionally adept at performing and contributing to our dying culture is that of a journalist, a real journalist, as in the Trends Journal. And you've heard the commercials, you've heard us talking about it. It is what Time Magazine might have been once, long ago, had they allowed it to reach its potential. Well, Gerald has actually created something that puts Time Magazine to shame. It's a joke. It is. It's a bad joke now. This is the finest news magazine I have ever seen in the English language. And I say that with all humility and sincerity. It's the truth. Hello, Gerald. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate it. We give everything we can. I never worked harder in my life to make the Trends Journal the best it can be. And and when I see what's going, they just came out with a poll, by the way, that showed that the people look at congressmen, which I find very sexist. They should say congresspeople. Congressmen that are even lower than car salesmen and journalists. That's how American looks at journalists. They're not journalists anymore. They're prostitutes. They're media whores. They get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. They're not journalists. It's gone. It's gone. It's finished. So we're giving the people everything we can, and you're looking at a magazine that with every week it's over 150 pages. This week I think it's about 165, and no ads. So
we're covering the end of the world as we knew it, and that's not a small challenge, for God's sake. What you're doing is astonishing.
And for those of you who haven't,
let me say one thing. For those of you who think we're just here blowing smoke or, overstating things, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. I've been a journalist all my adult life. So are my brothers. So is my father. And we know journalism. My mother was the editor-in-chief of Architectural Digest for over 35 years.
Wow.
Journalists, we know what this business is about. And the Trends Journal is a magnificent publication, period. Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is that we're doing it. This is a quarterly magazine. When I began it in 1991, it was an 8-page quarterly magazine.
Right.
And then we went to a monthly. And then we went to a weekly.
It's astonishing.
And we're doing it because we're doing everything we can. Not only to help the people prepare, prevail, and prosper in these terrible times ahead, but to change the direction of destruction that is in front of our eyes, that anybody that can see or hear or think could understand. We are on the cusp of destruction if we, the people, do not unite for freedom, peace, and justice. This thing is going down big, it's going down hard, and it's going down heavy. So tonight, we do a Trends in the News broadcast. And tonight, I said the headline was something that the deeper Biden falls, the more he's going to ramp up World War III. The stuff that's coming out now with Biden, I have all those documents that I stole from the White House, too, that have all that information about my little boy, Hunter Biden, along with Chris Hines, the Hines 57 family. Oh, yeah, that little low-life, arrogant piece of scum crap, John Kerry's stepson. Yeah, little Johnny Kerry, a little arrogant nothing boy. Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, who along with Hunter Biden, after the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in Ukraine in 2014, as we detailed in the Trends Journal in the spring issue of 2014, was the United States coup. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan, wrote the article. Oh, yeah, that article. Oh, and then after that, little Hunter Biden and John Kerry's stepson get a job to sit on the board of directors of Burisma Energy in Ukraine, one of the corrupt, as they say over there, businesses.
Right,
and they get millions and millions of dollars for sitting on the board of directors of Burisma Energy, and and little Hunter Biden and Chrissy Hines, they don't know anything about energy, but they're on the board of directors. Oh, you mean those kind of documents that were taken from the White House that that Biden has, that's now coming out as the news? So here's the story. I'm going to make it simple. The deeper Biden falls, the more he's going to ramp up the Ukraine war to get the people's minds off the disgusting corruption, the disgusting corruption of the Biden and all of the government administrations in all of my life.
I agree. Don't forget that Obama is about a mile away from the White House, and Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice, that they're the direct handlers of that walking corpse in the White House. They give him his marching orders. They tell him what to do. So this is coming not from I call him O'Biden. It's not coming from O'Biden. This is coming from the controllers above Obama. And they go way up. This is a Western world issue. It's good against evil. We're trying to destroy Russia. That's the number one objective, clearly. You notice what happened in Russia. Their number one guy, Valery Gerasimov, has been appointed totally in charge of all the ongoing war, equipment, men, materiel, the whole program, strategy, tactics, everything. Gerasimov is no joke. He's their number one. He's getting ready to take on NATO. That's what NATO wants. So this thing is going to swing probably nuclear, and I would suggest it's going to happen in the next 3 months, maybe. And I've got a story that I'm putting up here tonight about the new levels of equipment that are being sent to those poor people that are being pressed into duty for the Ukraine army. They lost the town of Soledar, I think, and 25,000 Ukrainian troops in total were said to have been killed there. Now, he's Zelensky and his handlers, telling him what to do, are drafting men up to the age of 60 and women up to the age of 50 and putting them in uniforms and giving them an AK and sending them to the front lines to be killed. They're killing these people by the thousands. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, you nailed it when you said we're going to nuclear destruction.
Oh, yeah.
Business Insider ran this stupid article about, you know, about these are the six major cities that will be hit by a nuclear weapon.
See, they're normalizing it. They're already getting us ready for it.
Exactly. They're normalizing. And then here's the best thing, you know, from FEMA, that stupid little clown organization that, you know, the federal emergency, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Go in your house, don't leave, and stay tuned. Who are you talking to? What am I, 6 years old? How about bend over and kiss your butt goodbye?
You're
going to be dust, and you're going to be living in hell. Right. So what I'm saying to you is that we're not doing for any other reason than to save this country and the world from mass destruction, because we're on the course of it.
Yes, sir. That's where we're being taken, like it or not. And for
not like it or not. We don't like it, and we have to change it.
It's a cliche, and you're correct. We have to change it. I want to see this happen more than maybe even you. And I'm saying a lot when I say that, because you are devoted to
it. Anyway.
I remember, like you do, how we turned the Vietnam War off. We did
and
that.
And the only reason the Vietnam War got turned off is because it was the draft.
That's
and guys
true.
Were getting, and I just turned 76 years old. I was at the prime time. And by the way, I was too stupid. I swallowed the crap from a low-life piece of garbage scum by the name of Robert McNamara, who was the defense secretary, who lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident.
It's all lies.
I believed it. The only reason I didn't want to go fight is because I didn't want to get my brains blown out, because I'm looking at these pictures of Americans getting shot all the time and dying.
Yep.
But I was stupid enough to believe it as a young kid.
Yeah, we had been through World War II, and so the ethos for most Americans was that the government was okay. They were our friends. We worked together. Look what we did in World War II. They bought the propaganda crap.
Right.
So they believed it. And they believed McNamara, and they believed all of them. They lied. They lied. It was all lies.
They lied. Just like Bush lied about the weapons of mass destruction
that Saddam Hussein
never had.
That's right. It's all lies. Nonstop.
And so Oh, and by the way, nobody ever said, what are Americans doing in the Gulf of Tonkin? It's none of our business.
We're not asking, what are Americans doing fighting Russians in Ukraine?
Going back to the Vietnam War, what is American ships doing in the Gulf of Tonkin? What if Vietnamese ships were in the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah, I know. But all this is correct. And in the meantime, back at the White House, or whatever house it is, the whorehouse, so far the largest tranche of $3.75 billion, they gave him another $3.75 billion, Kiev is going to receive 100 M113 tracked armored personnel carriers. They look like tanks, and they've got a gun on them, I guess it's 20 millimeter. But 100 of those, they're tracked, they're not wheels, and 200 off-road wheeled vehicles. Those are the six-wheel strikers. So they're giving them 300 armored vehicles, 36 more towed 105-millimeter howitzers, ammunition of all calibers, other equipment unspecified, and supplies. We're going to be there until the nukes fly.
Yep.
Get used to it.
No, don't get used to it. We have to fight it.
I mean, get used
to hearing. If we don't fight it, it's going to be life. It's going to be hell on earth.
Yeah, we're not leaving.
And I'm launching all these movements. I launched Occupy Peace. I launched the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. I'm fighting this. I do not want to die for this. And I could beat them, and we could beat them. They're little nobodies.
Yes, that's right.
Look, the war has already started.
Correct.
And what's going to make it official is a false flag event or a nuclear exchange.
Right.
So, once upon a time, they taught us in school and the rest of our lives that World War II began when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. It's all lies.
Here, this is from... And this is from H History, you know, that mainstream site. This Day in History. On July 26, 1941, President Franklin Roosevelt seizes all Japanese assets in the United States. Okay, stop. What do you mean? You mean he stole everything that the Japanese had in America? Yeah, that's right. Why? Quote, in retaliation for the Japanese occupation of French Indochina. Stop. I, Gerald Celente, am an American citizen. What do I care about what the Japanese did in French Indochina? Oh, and by the way, what's French Indochina? You mean the French that went into Vietnam, Laos,
the colonial butchering French, who went into there
to steal everything they had.
That's
to
right.
kill everybody that they wanted, to get
right.
their tin, their rubber, and their other natural resources. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, no, it's...
That, there it is. It's right there. You can look it up. On July 24th, mm-hmm. Tokyo decided to strengthen its positions in terms of its invasion of China by moving through Southeast Asia. Then they go on to say, you ready?
Yeah.
I mean, this is
this is real history, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you could look it up. This is the mainstream line. Japan followed up by occupying Cameron Naval Base. Yeah, so what? Oh, you know why that's terrible? Quote, 800 miles from the Philippines, where Americans had troops, and the British base in Singapore. Stop. What the hell are Americans doing in the Philippines? And you mean the sun never sets on the British Empire? What are they doing in Singapore? What if Singapore was in London?
No one thinks about these things, Jerry.
No.
They just don't.
So going on, President Roosevelt swung into action by freezing all Japanese assets in America. Stop. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, another arrogant little boy born into the big family, stole all the Japanese money.
Correct.
Next. British and Dutch East Indies followed suit. Dutch East Indies, what are you doing over in East India? In Indonesia, putting all the people in slavery and stealing everything they have. Calm down, Salenti. We are the colonists. We are better than everybody else. Oh, by the way, a study just came out. I read about the English in Singapore. 165 million people in India were slaughtered by the British when they occupied it.
Was it that many? I had no
That's
idea.
The number that just came out from a study that was just done.
Wow.
So, now because of what little arrogant boy, a little daddy's boy with a bad attitude, a Roosevelt boy, the Roosevelt boys, who are better than all of us because we're just common folks, the result, Japan lost access to 3/4 of its overseas trade and 88% of its imported oil. I can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. Blows me away. Can't figure it out at all. Maybe I could have my history teacher tell me what it was about.
What was it called? The Greater Southeast Asia Co-Prosperity something or another. Wasn't that
Yeah. Again.
The name for it. They stole 90% of Japan's petroleum reserves, access to thereof, so they had nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. Oh, and now the United States.
It's funny how we force our enemies into fighting us, isn't it? That's
oh, no. Again, we're just putting this in the Trends Journal this week about how the United States is ramping up big time with Japan to fight China.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And Lloyd Austin, our defense secretary. Yeah, General Lloyd, what is a general doing as our defense secretary? Oh, no, Salenti, he wasn't only a general. He was sat on the board as directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States.
This is all about feeding the military.
And now he's
complex.
Our secretary of defense.
Right.
Yeah, he's over there saying how we, ready for this? How we will support Japan even when it goes to a nuclear exchange.
He's, so Lloyd is promising
a nuclear war. That
very,
we,
very considerate.
Well, I don't give a shit about Japan. That's not my country. I'm an American. I believe in the founding fathers. I'm an American patriot, you little boys. You're not.
You got it. Well, this is looking like it's going to be potentially quite a year. A two-front or even a three-front.
No, it could be the end
of life. A three-front war.
It could be the end of life.
It could be the end. That's right.
Yeah.
As we knew it. Sure.
Yeah, because World War II is in ancient history. World War I is in ancient history. Look at the destruction. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. Stop. One nation under God. You tell me the God that believes in mass murder and ongoing wars. This is not one nation under God, not the God that I believe in.
Amen. Hold on. We have to pause on that note.
And you got to say, hey, women, too. We got to be equal here.
Oh, here. Here's a funny one for you. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to. Let me do this. Now, I'll do this when we come back. You're going to like this one. This is another one out of that same basket you just mentioned. Hold on. Back in a minute with Gerald. Okay, here we are back with Gerald talking about a number of things. Here's one. Now, where did it go? All right, I'll just do this from memory. One of the major departments at USC in Southern Cal has dropped formally all use of the word field, F-I-E-L-D, field, because it might be construed and be considered offensive by some of our minorities, as in cotton fields. So they dropped the word field. This is insanity. This is social, cultural insanity.
Again, as I'm saying, we're at the end of
end of the line.
Yeah. Again, this is, it's like, it's for a week and a half, they talked about a football player that got a cardiac arrest. You're playing football, you get hit, you think you're going to get hurt. Nobody cared when my mother died of a heart attack. This isn't news. Oh, Elvis Presley's daughter died. Yeah, sorry, that's not major news. If you want to watch entertainment news, but that's the news today. So people, all the things that we were talking about before, people don't have a clue of what's going on. So what they're going to do is the same way they did it before. Once upon a time, not too long ago, there was a little boy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball. His name was George W. Bush. His daddy was Georgie Bush. His grandpa was Prescott Bush. Murders and thieves have a long, great history of proving that. So once upon a time, what he did, he said to the American people that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda, and he tried to kill my daddy. That's a quote, by the way. He tried to kill my daddy. So we're going to go to war. You can look it up.
I remember it. No, I remember it. I hadn't thought about it in a long time.
So America went to war, killed over 1 million Iraqi people.
Maybe 3 or 4 million. We don't know. Maybe three or four. Seriously.
But they destroyed the nation based on total lies. And on July 23rd, 2022, I held a peace and freedom rally here in Kingston, New York. And one of the speakers, besides Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Gary Null, was Phil Giraldi.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Giraldi, top CIA guy, who goes into George Bush's office with the facts, lays them out on the table. President Bush, there are no weapons of mass destruction in ties to Al-Qaeda. Bush told Giraldi, get out of here, leave. You know what Phil Giraldi did? He quit. he would not be part of it anymore.
Good.
That
yeah,
was
I
one
remember.
Of my speakers. So mm-hmm. that's okay. Those kind of lies are fine. America could kill any... Oh, and the people were so stupid. 88% of the American people believe little Georgie Bush, we're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And we went into the 20-year Afghan war. So going back to where we started, now let's go back to last year when Biden pulls out all the troops out of Afghanistan as the thing is going down the toilet, leaves behind probably hundreds
80.
Of billions of dollars of American 80
billion,
weaponry.
80 billion, 80 billion
that's
is
the line that
normal
they
figure.
Give.
That's
right.
What they
so
tell
you know
us.
It's
right.
way, you know it's triple that
yep.
because they're lying scum thieves. And his ratings are going into the toilet. And then we have to support Ukraine. And boom, his ratings change. The people buy the BS. And here we are on the path to World War III. Now, going back, and this is what we're saying, now with the information coming up about Biden taking all of those documents that were national security documents that he stole about what's going on in Ukraine with him, his son, and China, and all the other dirty details that he took away, the deeper that Biden sinks, the more he's going to ramp up the Ukraine war. And
well, you know what Janet Yellen said.
Yes,
you know what Janet Yellen said? She's going to... She said, what is she? Let me think. Ah, she said, we're going to be there as long as it takes.
Oh, she's going to
she
be there?
She didn't finish that
oh,
time.
What do you mean
no.
we? You're going to go there? Yellen. Yeah.
Janet
hey,
will be
Miss,
there.
Miss Faccia Brute. Miss Faccia Brute. You're going to go there? You're going to go there? What do you mean we? Oh, no, it's not the we. It's not the senator's son. Could you imagine little Lindsey Graham, that arrogant little boy, fighting? Could you imagine Mitch McConnell, a guy with more
no.
chins than Chinatown, going to fight?
Married
could you
to
imagine
a,
little
a
Chucky
CCP
Schumer,
agent?
Little
no,
Chucky
no.
Schumer fighting?
No, never. Of course not. And the turtle, McConnell, is married to a CCP agent.
Yep.
Think about that.
That's right.
We're so penetrated here. That's not our government. And I know
nope.
most of you who are
and
in living in the U.S.
I'm
understand that.
Fighting for freedom, yeah. and that's what I'm telling everybody we have to do. So how do we do it? Some suggestions. Please donate to the church that we started.
Uh-huh.
Freedom, Peace, Justice. Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. Could you imagine, Jeff, that I got this domain name, freedompeacejustice.com,
that you got it.
In
yeah,
2021.
Yeah.
That shows you how freedom, peace, and justice. So please donate, because I'm fighting. I'm giving every ounce of the energy of my life to bring peace on earth. And we can't do it alone. Oh, by the way, that arrogant, ugly guy, and he could have all his billions. If I look like George Soros, I'd be happy having 20 cents in the bank rather than looking like him. $170 billion, they say, he donated to the 2022 elections.
Right.
A little boy, a little clown of nothing, a little jerk, that little the guy, what was the guy that ran for governor of Texas? The little clown.
Oh, the Bobby Kennedy knockoff.
Yeah, what's his
what
name?
His
oh,
name?
It starts with a B.
Bezo, Bebo, Bebo, anyway. He has this phony Mexican name.
Yeah, he changed his name so he could, yeah. $100 million he spent to lose. Stacey Abrams, another arrogant little girl over there in
She's
Georgia.
She's promising to run again, Gerald.
$100 million to lose. Could you imagine if we had $100 million for a peace movement? Oh, and that arrogant little Gates boy said they're giving all of this money to philanthropic. Hey, billionaires, how come you're not giving a penny for peace? How come I don't hear one word from the media whores, the prostitutes that get paid to them by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters talking about peace? I am fighting for peace. I, Gerald Celente, am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Oh, we just had the Christmas season? Jesus Christ? Oh, no. Celente, the only important thing about Christmas season is how did retail sales do?
Beto O'Rourke.
Beto,
Beto O'Rourke, whatever the hell. He's a fraud.
A little nothing of a boy. A little nothing of a boy. And I'll call him that to his face. I'll call... Oh, how about that little boy Blinken? That's our Secretary of State.
No.
Another little daddy's boy. I went to Dalton. Oh, I went to Harvard. I'm a little boy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball.
It's true. It's all true what you're saying. Every word.
Under Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, that started the Yemen war, where over 377,000 Yemenis have died since then. That's according to the UN, not Celente. And over half of them, children under the age of 5. Who cares about Yemenis? Oh, look what's going on in Ukraine. Oh, they just killed 3 women. And 2 children.
I know.
So please, everybody, and subscribe to the magazine, The Trends Journal. If you don't support us, forget it. Go on. Go listen to CNN. Matter of fact, let's go to CNN right now. I want to go to CNN, and let's look at their headline news. Bum-ba-da-bum. Lisa Marie Presley, dead at 54. That's their top story. Lisa Marie, what do I care? What do I care? Sorry you're dead. People die every day. You're not better than anybody. I know. Elvis was your daddy. That's wonderful. This is not news. If you want to put that on, the Cartoon News Network, CNN, that's fine. Don't call it news. And this is what the people are swallowing, and they don't know. Oh, deadly storm hits Alabama. State emergency. Julia Roberts has discovered she's not actually a Roberts. I'm not making this up. You can look at it.
Yeah.
What is she now, Roberts? What is she? A clown girl? What do I care?
We don't. We're told what's important, and most people accept it. And that's
and
the
again,
sad part of it.
If you don't support us, you are not doing what you need to do to change the direction of hell on earth. Because I just read you the headlines of hell on earth.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Let's look. When you look at, now, for most Americans who care at all about the alleged journalism that we depend upon so heavily to be informed, but seriously, they think that Fox is on our side.
Yeah,
and that's Fox is a fraud.
Yeah,
now, I'm
Fox
not saying Tucker doesn't read some good material. He's a reader.
Yeah,
they're all readers.
Yeah.
They got writers. Okay, so they throw us a bone, Gerald.
Look, I used to be on with Tucker Carlson when he was on MSNBC. I'll tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
I go there. I forget when it was, about 2006, 2007, something around there.
Right.
And he was with MSNBC. They used to send me a car. They'd take me down there. And they had a little crappy green room, and I'm sitting there. And I'm listening to this person going on and on and on. I couldn't believe how bad it was. And he comes out, and this woman leaves. And Tucker says to me, "Hey, Gerald, how you doing? Great to see you. Great group." I said to Tucker Carlson, I said, "Who was that person on there? She was insufferable. My God, Oh, her name is Rachel Maddow. They're grooming her. That's a true story.
Oh, that's funny. Well, makes perfect sense. They groom
her.
That's right.
Yep.
Absolutely.
An arrogant little piece of stupid nothing. And that's who becomes the news.
I admire your restraint and word choice. Well done.
If you don't support us, go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, put your money where your mind is, and your heart and soul are. We're giving you what... I just want to talk, we don't have a lot of time left. I want to talk about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to our magazine. Go back to November and December. We said when gold hit in the 1600 level, whoop, gold hit its bottom. This is it. It's going to go up from now. Oh, today it closed at $1,900.
$1,900, huh?
Yep.
It's still regulated. It's still controlled.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it's still controlled, but I'm just saying we forecast every one of these issues.
You hit it.
Hit
it.
And we're telling the people really clearly, if they only raise interest rates 25 basis points on February 1st, when they meet after their final meeting, not the final meeting, after their meeting, you're going to see the markets keep going up. They're going to keep artificially pumping them up. If they raise them 50 basis points, the markets are going to go into crash mode. And one of our, we came out with our top trends for 2023. I'm going to tell you what the worst of the worst is going to be. There's going to be a commercial real estate bust, a business office bust, the likes we've never seen before. The work-at-home trend is real. You're going to see people going, they're only, again, not my numbers, the real numbers that they're putting out there, or the factual, but what they're saying are real numbers. The office occupancy rate in America is at around 50%. That means all the businesses that depended on commuters aren't getting them anymore.
Correct.
And all the offices that were filled with people, they're only 50% full. And now, let's say you're a person that has...
They're not going to fill up again, except with homeless people, maybe.
Yeah.
Watch.
So now you have, let's say you were renting 10 stories. I don't need 10 stories. Give me 3. And now, oh, by the way, all these corporations that own these big office buildings, they're variable rate loans. So now the loan rate is going up. The office occupancies are dropping. You're going to see a crash in this market, the likes of which we've never seen.
Commercial
before.
Real estate, done. They're going to have to convert a lot of it into something else.
They can't.
I don't know what they're
going
to do.
Again, I'm only going by the data. I can't say this is factual, but I'm saying by the data that's presented, the buildings built in the last 50 years are non-convertible to apartments.
Interesting.
And that's the data coming out, so it's not my data. It's what they're putting out there.
Huh.
That's on the economic front. And then let's go to Europe. Gas prices, we're forecasting that gas prices are going to go well over $100 a barrel in 2023.
Uh-huh.
They've gone up.
No reason
they,
why
they,
that's
they're
wrong.
Through the roof in Europe because of the sanctions that they put on Russia.
Sure. The sanctions we put on Russia were designed to harm Western Europe and the U.S., and they did perfectly.
No. You have to listen to what Biden said. We're going to quote. There's a quote.
Biden.
We're going to punish Putin. End quote. It punished the people.
Yeah, I know. It's really incredible.
The people of Slavelandia, that's all we are. The plantation workers.
All right, let's get some people signed up to a weekly news magazine that you can just sit back at any time and open almost any page, and just you're the better off for it. It's It's extraordinarily well written. I don't know who your writers are, but they really understand.
Oh, we have a number of writers. Everybody gives everything they can. Yep.
Yeah. They understand. So tell our listeners how they can get it. And you don't have to be in America to get it. You can get it. You ship outside.
Oh, it's global.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
TrendsJournal.com. Trends, T-R-E-N-D-S, journal.com. And maybe I'm thinking, you know, Jeff, maybe I should change the name to TransJournal.
Shame.
TransJournal.com.
That's funny.
You don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Come any direction.
Very funny.
What a freak show. What a freak show. We got freaks running our show. How could anybody look up to these clowns? How could any man or any woman look up to a little Chucky Schumer, as I say, a Mitch McConnell, a Lindsey Graham, an Adam Schiff? I can't spell the word. I don't want to get you censored because they spelled the word Schiff wrong. You need an I and a T in it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at these little clown boys and girls telling us what to do. And again, you look at the news. I gave you let's go to any one of them, and you see what they have to say. And it's one stupid word after another. They're not telling you what in the world is going on. They're just telling you what they want to feed you.
Uh-huh.
And so here is the top story of Drudge Report. Anybody could go look at it. A big photo of Lisa Marie dead. Life of tragedy. Final post. Drudge Report. What Drudge Report? You're drudging a sewer. This is Sewer Report. This is not news. You care about this stuff, fine. You do not want to subscribe to the Trends Journal magazine. If this is concerned to you, our magazine is not for you.
Well said. Yeah, there's. I'm looking at it. I just went over to take a look. It's a huge banner.
Huge banner.
Headline.
Yep.
Huge, with a big profile picture. Life of tragedy. More drugs went through that.
And who cared? Yeah. Who knew about her? Why is this news? And I'm saying this, what they're doing is they're putting this up, they're not putting the real events going on that are shaping the future.
Well, this is the
most
important story.
Because they don't want the people to know how bad it's going and how it's going to hit so hard.
Think about it. According to the Drudge Report, this is the most important story in the known universe that they need to bring you.
Yep.
Think. Number one.
And I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
I'm sorry.
So heartbroken.
I'm sorry. I am.
I love. My brothers die, my sister die, my mother die, my father. Well, who cares? No, they don't count. Your mother and father and sisters and brothers don't count. They mean nothing. Lisa Marie is dead. Life of tragedy. Again, they got this thing going on about this woman that this guy killed or something, they think, in Massachusetts. And that girl that guy killed in Arizona. And Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Oh, I hope they're doing good this year. I only heard that for 2 months? I didn't know what a herd it was. A herd, Amber Heard. Is that like a lot of cows in Amber Heard? What's a herd? You know, what is this? What do I care?
You got it. All right, let's one more time. Let's out there do this. Get yourself a treat, right? For the new year. Get yourself reality delivered to you electronically right now, once a week. The Trends Journal. Best news magazine I've ever seen, without question. Go to trendsjournal.com and just sign up. You have anything special we're doing?
No, just that. You know, my life is involved in that 24/7.
Yeah, okay. All right, Gerald. Thank you for being here, as always.
We're going to start having peace rallies come spring.
Very good. Okay, I look forward to helping with that. All right.
All right, man. Thanks.
Good night. Take care.
Good night.
Mr. C. Gerald Celente, the one and only. Back in a minute. Hold on.